with you to be able to preach to you. And I thoroughly enjoyed my trips up here. And we're praying for your pastor. And every church, God has a pastor for them. I know a church that has not had a pastor in 10 years. They don't think they need a pastor. And that's sad. Church needs a pastor, and that's what I'm going to be preaching about, the preacher and the word this morning. And when you get a pastor, oh, this man is very, very highly talented. Is that the reason you call a pastor? Oh, this man is personality plus. And usually that personality plus, he spends all of his time being a comic plus nothing. When God called me to preach, he called me to preach his word. Like I said this morning, I'm a literalist. I preach the word of God as it is to men as they are, and the Holy Spirit of God uses that word. Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 through 29. Speaking to the church, and that's speaking to the church at Colossians. That's speaking to independent Baptist churches of all. John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, Presbyterian, or Church of Christ, or none of that, it's John the Baptist. Look at verse 25. What? We think of a mystery as something that never can be known. In the Bible, the word ministry simply means something that was hid, which is now revealed. Christ is hid for ages in the types and shadows in the Old Testament and in the messages of those men of God that preached what God gave them. Whom God among the Gentiles. It's of Satan. You know what religion is? We're not religious. We're saints of God. It's been that same way ever since. I'll tell you why. Because when they constituted our government, it was that. They just can't believe God. They just can't seem to get it that God. You know the reason the churches are dead and dying? They're sick. When Jesus got ready to send back into heaven, he told his disciples to meet with him on the mountain. He appointed to what? So far. I probably said some things this morning that maybe some of you doubted. I'm not too smart. Never, I'm no theologian. Never even pretended to be. But when I read the Word of God, like I said, I'm a literalist. I believe what it says. It says, there's no. Well, how do you believe it? Well, I have my own personal opinion about that. You want me to tell you about your spiritual opinions? Your spiritual opinion and 50 cents won't even buy you a small cup of coffee at McDonald's. That's how much it's worth. And what the hell? So try your own personal philosophy. He's in 40. His divine order. He. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and of the other of the earth. No, teach all nations. And that God did. How'd they get that authority? If they constituted from the new church. You know a good way to start a church? A bunch of you get mad, go right across the street and rent you a building and call yourself a church. Is that any way to start a church? Well, you shouldn't believe it no less if it's of God. See what I'm saying? If they worship, if they work, and they wait. What is their work? Evangelism. Evangelizing. Teaching. Those that are saved and baptized. Teaching them the other. That's God's church. As everybody. See the Bible. He said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. Professions, confessions, confusion. That's not the way to get people saved. But you know, when you go out here and give someone the gospel, that you've done all that you can do for that person. I preached the message, and I preached that message. You're someone I preached the message not long ago. Who then can be saved? Oh! If he's ordained to God, he's going to be in that route. He'll have a good personality. Oh, but he can do this and he can do that. Can he preach? And can he preach when you examine the man for this pulpit? Oh, there are some things that we can disagree on. Oh, my goodness. Are you a true church brother? Where's your offering plate? Oh, the box. What if I came in this church and you had an offering plate and didn't have the box? Is anywhere in the scriptures that I've ever read where it tells you how to receive an offering in a Baptist church? I never read that. You know how to receive an offering? The way you choose to receive an offering. That's your business. God blesses the tithes and the offerings of his people. He don't bless the means whereby you receive it. Well, if everybody took it to a mailbox that you had here in town, put it in the mailbox. What'd be wrong with that? If you chose to do it that way, it works for you. See what I'm saying? We get off on these little isms and schisms. Maybe you'll disagree with me on that, but show me a scripture. Jesus went, oh, if you take an offering publicly, people see what you give. But Jesus went down to the treasury to, remember that woman? She told him, what was it, 3 pence? When Jesus said to his disciples, she threw in everything she had. How do you know what went in there? He saw her. I mean, am I saying I have to do that? No. When do you take the Lord's Supper? Sunday morning, Sunday night, or what? See what I'm saying? preach the word. God is in the preaching. A man stands and speaks to him with the authority. He's just a man. Deacons are a servant of the church, not the preacher. I had a friend of mine one time went down to Alabama to pastor. And he had 2 deacons that come and talk with him. And he said, we got 3, but the other one, he don't do a whole lot. And So they said, but just let us know what you need, what needs to be done. You're our pastor, you're the preacher, you preach the word and lead the church, and we'll help you with the work. What we can't do, we'll get somebody else to help us. And he said, who's the third man? And they told him who the third man is. So he went to him and talked to him. He said, I understand you're a deacon in this church. He said, I know what you He said, you know. You know what he's busy doing? Capital C-H-U-R-C-H, capital B-O-S-S. He couldn't give up his church position to serve nobody, even God. Your pastor is not your servant, he's a preacher. God called him. God. Why are families falling apart? They've not given God and their church first place. In Jeremiah, God, you know what happened? He went down. No, he didn't like it. What is wrong with that? Why is it that we have men living together and women living together? Why is it we have men that think they're women and women that think they're men? Why is it that there's such a dirge of drugs and alcoholism and divorce and all that in our nation today? It is the lack of preaching. A lack of preaching. I've knocked on doors all over this country telling people about the Lord Jesus, encouraging them in the gospel, not in myself, but in the gospel. I go into a home, knock on the door and get invited to a home. You're the man, my time to sitting there drinking beer, overweight, overfed, sitting there watching television. I come to you, talk to tell you about the Lord. Went to home one day, and the man treated me that way. He said, don't you dare talk to me about that little boy who was sitting there about 10 years old. I said, what about you? Would you like to come to Sunday school? He said, hey! I said, he makes up his own mama. Sure he does. I said, boy, that's good, son. You hear that? I said, don't go to school. You're not going to school? He said, not really. I said, don't go to school Monday. He said, don't you tell him not to go to school. I said, oh. He just said he don't like school. He's not going to school. You said you let him make up his own mind. You lied. You talk to people that way, surely. Surely they need to be woke up. Why? That's what's wrong. The Word of God brings conviction. As I said, not personal preferences. And you know what it's cost us? It's cost us. What is it? Look with me here in our text again. In verses 25 and 28. Well, listen now, to whom God. You know what that word perfect means? Maturity. Mature them in the Word of God. That's what preaching is about. That's what God called us to preach. Preach the Word. Be instant in season. I'm saying, right there. What is that doing? Isn't that taking pretty pictures of an ugly man? I say it's picking up my voice and going to transmit it across the world. That's a means. Preach the whole counsel of God. Teach families to observe to do all. Secondly, his preparations of our hearts. What do I mean by that? Was your heart right with God before you came to church this morning? Was my heart right with God before I came here this morning to preach to you? Am I? I'm looking at verses 1, 2, and 3 of Colossians. If you then be Thirdly, what about prayer and the preach word? How much time do we spend in prayer? In Acts, chapter chapter 1, Jesus sent them to Jerusalem. He said, tell them. With them in chapter 2. And the Bible says they are. Whole days. They continue. 50 days. Born then. Peter preached that minimum problem was saved. Great power and great power are inseparable. Look with me back in Acts, if you will. Chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. In verses 23 to 31, we have the incident where that God's men were in prison. They healed the man. Then what happened? They were let loose to go. What they did when they had a prayer meeting. In verse 29, only boldness in preaching comes from prayer. Pray the power down. And then last of all, what about passion in preaching? I'll tell you a story. And then I'll make the point. One of God's great youth preachers in England of the last generation had passed away. And the preacher went to that church to visit one day during the day. And one of the members was outside working around the church. And he saw the man. He thought, I'm going to ask him a question. He went up and he said, were you here when this brother was pastor? He said, yeah, I was a member here for years. He said, man, he was a powerful preacher. He said, do you know the secret of his success? I'd like to know that. And the man looked at him and he said, no, it's no secret. But he said, come with me. And they come and they climbed a little set of stairs up in the attic of the church. There was a little desk and a chair. On that desk lay a Bible. And that man said, now you sit down in that chair. Just do what I tell you. He sat down in the chair and he said, now what? He said, you pray for God in the Bible. And you open and read it. He said, then when you do that, I'll be outside. He said, you get down on your knees by that chair and you pray and you pray and you pray and you weep till the message comes. And then you go out and preach that message that God gave you. And he said, you preach just like my former pastor did. That's what's wrong in our pulpits. No passion. Families are falling apart. People dying and going to hell. Our world's going down the tubes, our nation. You know what's going to save our world? Psalms 126, 5 and 6. You're not going to get one person saved that's not of the elect of God, made them alive. But who are they? I'll tell you who they are. They're the ones that God chose himself. And we're reading the letter of Paul, who is a murdering, God-hating, Christ-hating Jew. One of the highest religious men in his history. Jews, he's one God chose. See what I'm saying? Can we have passion upon a man like that? Can we have compassion upon a drug dealer? A pervert? Whatever? Look in the Bible. See who God chose for his own purpose before the Bible. That's the only thing, that's the absolute only thing that's going to make a difference in this church, in this community, in your home. It's the only thing that make a difference is to get back. You look back through history. During the worst of times, churches received the greatest blessing. They made the difference. They stood in the hedge. They preached to God. They preached and they preached and they preached. And they died. And they my great-great-grandfather came out of the Swiss Alps because of persecution. Came to America. What did he find in the colonies? Persecution. He moved to the wilderness of Kentucky, a Baptist preacher. In 1871, he started five churches in his lifetime. He preached the word. As people came, he preached. As people came, he preached. And communities sprung up and they had churches to go to. Why did he do that? Why did he suffer the hardship of a wilderness with his family, his children, his wife? For our liberty that we have today. Men like that purchased our liberty with their own livelihoods. God help us to go back. Not to men like that, but their memory encourages us to be what God wants us to be. God help us, Lord, to look to you, to pray to you, to preach your word, to wait upon God to bless the word, and Lord, you will bless it because you said, your word would never return unto you void, but it would accomplish that wherewith you sent it. And let us be the responsible agent of that preaching as churches, as this church seeks a pastor. May they find that pastor that will preach the whole counsel of God and lead them in the spiritual things to mature them in the faith. And to bring forth fruit of righteousness into this community, for we pray in Jesus' name.